Honey French is going to come up for the first time with us, which is great to see. She is from Sacramento and currently lives in Grover Beach, and she is an author and a speaker. So please welcome Honey French.
You are tall. Well, as luck would have it, my husband and I would go to this same gas station all the time. And my husband, who's deceased now, was very friendly and always talked to people a lot. And we got to know quite a bit about this lady behind the glass enclosure that takes your money. And she always had colds and flus and didn't seem to be able to get well. Weeks went by. And she always had a sore throat or something. So my husband got to know her more, and she told my husband that she was kicked out of the house by her husband, and she went to work every day on a moped, something like 20 or 30 miles, and the cold. So she could never get warm enough to get well every evening. And so my husband and I were praying for her, and both of us got the same feeling. We were supposed to buy this stranger a used car. And my husband was an electronic engineer, but he could fix anything. And so he was a very good car mechanic. And he looked and he looked and he looked for a car. And I'm just kind of used to doing this, if that's okay. So he's used to fixing cars, and he found an old pink Peugeot, and he worked on it and fixed it up because he didn't want her to have any problems with it after we gave it to her. So weeks would go by, and he's working on this car, and I'd need things to be done in the house. And one day I got kind of irritated, like, here he is working on this stranger's car, and I need this and this and this to be done. And inside my heart, I heard, she needs that car more than you need such and such. Oh, yes, that's right. I'm sorry. So when it was all fixed, together we gave it to Patty. And she lived a really bad life. You can tell she'd been really through a lot of difficult circumstances. And she was really suspicious. And nobody gives something for nothing. And what do you want out of this? And I told her, this isn't from us, it's from God, because he loves you, and he told us to give this to you. And she took the car, and months later, that opened up her heart, because she said, she cried when we gave it to her. She said, I didn't think God could love me, all the things I've done. And so it was a few months later, she was able to open her heart to the Lord. So maybe 9 months later, I was working at a prison at that time, and I was in a location, and this other officer drove by, beeped the horn, got out, waved at me, and got back in his car and drove away. And then when he got to his post, he called me, and he said, how do you like my car? I said, oh, it's darling. It's adorable. He says, you don't call a 280Z cute or adorable. I said, well, to me it is. He says, well, I'm glad you like it because God told me to give it to you. I said, oh, no. He says, what do you mean, oh, no? I said, well, I know you bought the car to restore because you need the money. He says, well, I could use the money, but I don't need the money. You know, God will supply. And anyway, and I says, well, I don't know that I'm supposed to take it. He says, well, when you pray, you'll know. I didn't want to give it to you. He says, I struggled for 3 weeks, and I didn't have any peace. And finally, I said, God, I think I'm supposed to give this car to Honey. And if I am, I will. And he was flooded with joy. I says, well, maybe God was just testing your heart. And now that you're willing, you don't have to, because sometimes he does it. You know, and that was hard to say because that was a beautiful red 280Z. And he says, no, I'm not going to give up this joy. He said, and my fiance feels the same way. Because I called her and I says, do you know what I've been thinking about for 3 weeks? She says, you're Red Z. He says, that's right. I think I'm supposed to give it to honey. That's right. I heard 3 weeks ago. I was waiting for you to hear God. And so that car just fitted me perfectly. I'm 5'2". My husband was 6'1", and he'd grumble if he ever drove it. And I didn't say it out loud, but I thought, God gave it to me, not you. You know, it fits me. And it was so much fun driving my first 5-speed. It's the first car I ever made excuses to go to the store because I love to drive it so much. So that's the first part of this story. And it was a chain of events. And because you can't outgive God, I gave away the Peugeot with my husband. This officer gave me the Red Z. And then he loved to go to garage sales. First, he found a real expensive power saw, brand new, but it didn't work. And he knew my husband could fix anything. So he bought it for $5, and sure enough, my husband fixed it. The second thing he got, you know those center kitchen islands with the sink and all the cabinets? Well, he bought that for $15, and that was great for his garage. And then a neighbor he didn't even know, they just said hello, goodbye, waved to each other, drove in with a flatbed full of these things. And so he came over to the neighbor and he said, what are those? He says, oh, those are louvered shutters. And then the man, the stranger neighbor said, well, you can have one or two. You can have as many as you want. And he had this strange look, like, why am I telling this man I don't know he can have all the louvered shutters he wants? And they're like $250 a piece. Well, my friend found one for every room of his house. And one he even was going to cut, and he found one exactly the right size. In fact, he did cut another larger one to fit. And then later he found out there was one exactly the right size. So, O ye of little faith, you know. So it really upgraded his home. And then one day I was looking at ads because we were going to move. And I saw this ad that looked like it was a homeowner. So I phoned her. Oh, excuse me. Let's see. Let me think a moment. So while we were looking for homes, I was talking to our realtor, and I started telling him this story. And when I got to the part about the neighbor coming in with all the flatbeds and giving the man the louvered shutters, he interrupted me. He says, honey, I have to interrupt you. I know where the louvered shutters came from. And I got so confused. I mean, I'm the one telling the story. How can he know where these shutters came from? And it turned out, he says, you don't remember when we were driving around, you said, you mentioned that you had Bible studies at that home. And I told you, my friend moved next door to your friend. And I'm the one that gave him those louvered shutters. And he looked a little bit upset, like, why'd he give those expensive shutters away? So I told him, doesn't it make you feel good to know you're part of a chain of blessings for a young couple? So he felt a little better. Then I saw the ad a few days later and called the lady, and I thought it was a homeowner selling her home. But instead, it was another realtor. And she said, well, I said, well, I already have my realtor, so we can't deal with you. And she said, oh, who's your realtor? So I told her, Jerry, in this other town. And she said, oh, he'll do right by you. And then I end up telling her this story about the little red car. And then she said, I was in the office when Jerry told his friend he was going to give him those shutters. It's not an accident. We're talking, is it? It's not an accident. You told me that story. I said, no, everything in my life is divine appointments. And so as we talked, she really told me her things that were going on in her life, and she was in a difficult situation, and she opened up her heart and gave her heart to the Lord. And then as we talked some more, she had cancer. And I really believe in divine healing. So I explained some things to her to build up her faith, and I prayed with her, and she was healed of cancer. And as luck have it, none of that would have happened if we didn't go to the right gas station.